Today's lecture for the IDA course of Fiqh Shafi is happening in the extension, so the students who are with him are encouraged to go before the Khatira actually to attend the lecture. The Sheikh will start immediately. This space here, right after your sunnah, please exit because the sisters have a halaqah that run right after Isha, so if you don't mind to pray your sunnah and then allow them to run their session inshallah as well. Today I'm going to recite the final hadith from this book. And even though there's maybe two or three chapters left, I struggle with reading these last chapters. These last chapters talk about his illness, alayhi salatu wasalam, and talk about him passing away. And I find it hard to read these hadith. So I'm going to omit them, and we'll maybe talk about them in a different time. So I'm just going to jump to the last chapter of the book and recite a hadith from it. And then starting Monday, or starting next week, Tuesday, I'll be starting a different a series of a hadith, inshallah ta'ala. And the hadith that I'm going to recite tonight goes as the following, is in the chapter of Bab Ma Ja'a fi Ru'yati Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fil manam, in the chapter of seeing the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam in your sleep. And there's a nice hadith that I want to share with you, and a small meaning that I want to share with you inshallah as well, and we'll let people go. Qala haddathana Abdullah ibn Abd al-Rahman, qala haddathana Mu'alla ibn Asad, qala حدثنا عبد العزيز بن المختار قال حدثنا ثابت عن أنس رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قال من رآني في المنام فقد رآني فإن الشيطان لا يتخيل بي أو قال لا يتمثل بي ورؤيا المؤمن جزء من 46 جزءا من النبوة. So what he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, in this hadith that puts together a couple of pieces, he said, whoever sees me in his dream has actually seen me, because the shaitan does not take my form in your dream. It doesn't necessarily mean that you, when you see him in your dream, that you see him exactly the way he lived, alayhi salatu wasalam, in the exact same form. But it's not adghathu ahlam, meaning that dream is not considered amongst the worthless or valueless dreams that people will see, which happens quite often in life, where you see a dream, yani, where you're sitting, you're in a ship eating wood, and the ship is it's some meaningless, not every dream has an interpretation. Some of them are adghathu ahlam. But if you see Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you have seen him, is actually him, and that dream is meaningful for you, meaning there's something for you to learn from it or something, even though the form through which you see him may not be the way he looked exactly during his life, alayhi salatu wasalam, but it is not the act of a shaitan. And he said, وَرُؤْيَ الْمُؤْمِنِ, and the vision of a believer when he is sleeping is a part, is juz'un, min sittatin wa arba'ina juz'a, is one part out of 46 parts of prophecy. And it's all that is left in another hadith. وَمَا بَقِيَ مِنَ النُّبُوَّةِ إِلَّا رُؤْيَ الرَّجُلِ الصَّالِحِ. All that is left from prophecy is the vision of a pious man. And the reason that it's 46 is that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was a prophet for 23 years. 6 months he would have visions, alayhi salatu wasalam. The ru'ya. The ru'ya happened for 6 months. So 23 years and 6 months is half a year. So that's one part out of 46. I'm not a math whiz, but I hope that you can follow the math of that. But alayhi salatu wasalam said there are 46 pieces of being a prophet. We don't know necessarily what those 46 pieces are. There are scholars who have explained them in books and talked about them, and there's actually an interesting, yani, the theories are very interesting and the topics are really interesting, but they're not, yani, solid information. But we know that there are different things that go into making prophecy real. And he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, a part of that is, one part of 46 is a ru'ya, is having a vision, is seeing something that either occurs as it you saw it, or for it to be interpretable, something that has actual meaning to it. And that's all that's left of prophecy, is having that vision, as he explains, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ajma'in. And the reason I narrate this hadith to you, and I end that book, Shama'il Muhammadiyya, with this hadith, and it's the last, or almost the last hadith in the book, is that even though you may not have the access to seeing him and spending time with him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in reality, but the closest thing that you have to him is these books that tell you, through narrations, through the testimonies of people, how he was and what he did and what his life was like, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ajma'in. And that is very meaningful. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yani, grants you the barakah, or the blessing of a visit from him, alayhi salatu wasalam, during your sleep, where you know within the dream that at some point he was there, alayhi salatu wasalam, then that is a blessed reminder for you to continue to learn about him, alayhi salatu wasalam, and follow in his footsteps and draw yourself as close as possible to him, alayhi salatu wasalam, because that is really the point of learning about his character, is so that we can emulate him, alayhi salatu wasalam, in every possible way, as he is the gold standard for everything that is good in this world, and he is the way that we will find our path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. And I hope this series of recitations from Ash-Shama'il al-Muhammadiyya was beneficial to you, and hopefully, I hope and I pray that it granted you a feel of closeness to him, alayhi salatu wasalam, and a feel of love for him, alayhi salatu wasalam, that maybe we were all hoping for. And if not, may Allah subhanahu forgive us for doing that. We'll end with that. Subhanallah, bihamdik, shayma la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiru wa atubu ilayk, wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina.